When you are tortured with EMF, every day is a struggle to live. Except in the soul sense. In the soul sense, it's clarifying. One's allegiance to life, energized. The options presented to us are opposed. And the more we think this through, the more we become like Prince, clear and unequivocal. But torture and harassment did not make this man. So how was he made? And what are the lessons in his story that pertain to our getting our freedom? We cannot grasp fully Prince's model and story unless his mission is grasped, which we can only do if we discuss it through to its full implications. What it means that he was given the gift of prophecy, that he prophesied the presence of a soulmate who existed for the purpose of bringing his gift toward the realization of human freedom, to fruition, or rather, to help secure it for now and forever. That his 3 decades plus long reiteration of this knowing, once confirmed as accurate, we could not see as anything but miraculous. Which, though Proudhon disputed, seems needed, as Jesus was perhaps the first to note, needed to break the hold of class conditioning, solve the dilemma of Socrates, needed to redirect our allegiance. O faithless generation, said Jesus, you are like children piping in the marketplace, crying to be seen and loved. Unless you see miracles, you will not believe. In love, in eternity, that which we are made of, we said in our May 7, 2017 show. And surely the biggest part of the problem of our enslavement, the flip side of the hiddenness of the power guys, is that we've lost the infinite in us, lost our belief in love, lost the truth that we are God made manifest, and that our soul's size is never done, that our growth is continuous once we choose it as our path. This understanding is closely tied to Nicolas and Proudhon's reiterated point that the unity of science and our understanding of God will be recognized by us in time. Prince stands at this intersection, even as he's moved with us throughout his life in this moment of transition from class to freedom, which we can now see is our expanded understanding of so many things. I believe his mission was given early on, and that although the assault by power politicized him in a more overt sense, his mission was not a response to it. No, as I said last week, sitting with his music has allowed me to see how completely serious and honest he is, and has been from the beginning. A fierce quality of certainty and commitment to truth, to honoring his body's truth, to honoring the emotions it speaks, to thinking authentically, that is, with mind, body, and spirit in harmony. That I, for one, have had no other experience with. Just Prince, among figures that convene us, embodies it. Is, as he says in the song Let's Go Crazy from the film and CD Purple Rain, Dr. Fieldlove, the diagnostician who has come to assess the problem of love's absence and be its solution. So our saying that his gift of himself to us is his mission required us to ask, who gives it? Who gave him his mission? And we realize that Prince spoke the simple truth in his song, Still Would Stand All Time. We're not alone. What we call love is energy infused by all of us and is likely circular, circulating across all time, pulling us in and out of life to help our brothers and sisters realize the inherent good of our being. A great churning. And the question now is, do we want to be part of it? Do we want some of that action? Or do we want nothing? No meaning, no continuum, no joy in communion with the infinite? Why would we choose that? And we can now better grasp that Prince was not overstating matters when he told us that the worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose.
An all-white room, feeling like the color blue. Thinking about the words that I can use to get this through to you. A million mistakes and then some I've made with the words before. I probably passed my expiration date, but still I adore you. Looking for the energy to take you there, the places that you wanna go. Knowing if I do, you're fully aware, the press will turn it into a show. Everyone expected this outcome, still they jump around with glee. I guess I should be happy, but I'm still not sure that you really love me.
Love me, love me, love me.
You love me. Like the lion of Judah,
Judah,
I strike my enemies down. As my God is living, surely the trumpet will sound. I really care. Hoping that the tears roll down your face and finally grasp who we are. Two gypsy beggars who only by grace came to be a star.